This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. 5 years since the Obama administration began the investigation that we now know as Russiagate. 5 years. And that particular day, January 5th, 2017, was a conversation between very powerful men, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Obama, and Vice President Biden was present, so Biden was there as well. It turned on what we now know to be the Steele dossier. There's inside the Steele dossier, there are allegations that are magical thinking. They were authored, first spoken, delivered by a man named Igor Danchenko. Svetlana Lakova is here, and there are many dates to remember now that it's 5 years since the beginning of the Russiagate investigation. Lots of drama. However, Igor Danchenko is up to date and news, and so I want to explore him particularly this moment. The headlines about Igor Danchenko. Within these last days, we have an inherent crisis in Europe. Russia's threatening to invade Ukraine. Already has. They're threatening to invade it again. The Baltic states are at the ramparts. I could go on, but in any event, Russia is a major source of turmoil in the world. However, 5 years ago, we had a man named Igor Danchenko, who was the primary source, or a major source, of the Steele dossier, which we know now was largely false witnessing. However, the headlines today are surprising. Steele dossier trial set for subsource Danchenko. Judge sets trial date for Steele source represented by law firm linked to Clinton. Source for Trump Russia dossier clings to Clinton-linked law firm to fight lying charges. I'll stop there because a lot of repetition now. Svetlana, Igor Danchenko is a Russian, born a Russian. I believe he might still be a Russian national. You're a British citizen, but you were born a Russian national. You must have an opinion of him. Did he make all of these events up and give them to Christopher Steele because he was paid? Because he's a romantic character? What do you measure of his motive for getting himself in so much trouble that he has to hold on to Hillary Clinton's law firm to protect him from John Durham?
Yes. Well, that was a very interesting headline because he just changed his lawyers very recently. And that's what the headlines are about, because that indicates to the public who he's working for. And in fact, special counsel's team, John Durham's team, made a point of that because they said, well, you know, he obviously can choose whoever he likes to represent him, but we would like him to send, you know, sign a document which says that he agrees that there might be a conflict and he accepts that. Because, of course, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, right, as to who's responsible. Is it the Clinton campaign or is it Igor Danchenko who's responsible for the Steele dossier lies? And therefore, it might not be in Igor Danchenko's best interests to be represented by and paid for, therefore, by the same people representing Hillary Clinton. But that's what he's choosing, and that's obviously he made his bed and he's going to sleep in it. But he's an unusual one. So in fact, as you said, from his name and from his nationality, he's Russian, born in Russia. But he immigrated, or rather, you know, been living in the West for maybe over 10 years or something. I need to check, but basically for many, many years. And he's connected with, deeply connected with Brookings Institution, which is this left-wing tank, and of course, huge fans of Hillary Clinton. And in particular, he happens to be a special protege of a lady named Fiona Hill, who is a very interesting figure. And the president of Brookings Institution is Strop Talbot, who is, of course, the best friend of the Clinton family. And so this Igor Danchenko is, I think he's in his 40s, Brookings guy.
He's 43 years old, yes.
Right. And just to take a step back, you know, now it's all, you know, rather... I'm sort of almost amusing that, you know, that the Steele dossier, you know, has been discredited. But just before the break, we were discussing the headlines from 2017 onwards about amazing revelations. You know, the 17 intelligence agencies have found that, you know, Putin has compromised on Hillary Clinton, that he's installing Trump. A lot of these conclusions are based on the Steele dossier. Then the Steele dossier gets published itself, and every day it was in the headlines, you know, on CNN. It was published originally by BuzzFeed, but it was previously leaked to all the other major publications. It was a big deal. And every day or every other day on Meadow, on CNBC, on CNN, they were telling us that this is real, that there's this amazing British intelligence, you know, expert. Over his former, but they kept saying he's, you know, they're implying that he's still very well connected. And he has this amazing networks in the Kremlin, high up, right? At the top of the Kremlin, close to Putin. And these networks are providing, and the implication was that they're actually British networks, you know, that the British MI6, which is the British version of the CIA, is running this amazing networks and they're super high level. Stuff, you know, close to Putin, close to senior figures in Russian intelligence, and that all this information has been fed into, you know, the FBI, the CIA, and that's how they reached those assessments. So it was all serious stuff, right? And then now it transpires that actually, in fact, Steele never had any sources, and his so-called source, in fact, wasn't some sort of people close to Putin and at the top of the Russian intelligence, but actually it was a guy in Brookings, at Brookings in America, who didn't know actually anyone in Kremlin. And in fact, we can also see from the recent indictment by Special Counsel Darren that a lot of that information was actually fed to Danchenko by a guy named Chuck Dolan, who is a friend of Hillary Clinton. So suddenly this house of cards where, you know, all these top people in the Kremlin connected to Russian intelligence, connected to Putin, they don't exist. But all we have is a loser, you know, some guy, some Russian guy in America who apparently Christopher Steele paid a couple of $1,000 to basically... we don't know how much, and you know, there's going to be trials, so we'll see exactly who's responsible for which bit. But we know that a lot of the stuff that it's not even his; it's Charles Dolan's. Other stuff, it looks like Christopher Steele was paying him to put his name on it, you know, to put the name on the information, because also in the indictment, because there's a parallel indictment of Hillary Clinton lawyer called Michael Sussman. And it looks like there were a bunch of meetings between Christopher Steele and the Hillary camp where they were ordering Steele what to put into the dossier. So it looks like this unfortunate Igor Danchenko was being used as a Russian name to back up the information that they need to insert. So obviously the trial will show all of that. But the bottom line is for the last 4 years, 5 years, we were being fed how important the sources were and how the CIA and the FBI had these amazing sources. And it's now all collapsing and the media is silent about it, so, which is why these trials are going to be so important.
All right, we will continue another day, but I want to go back to the 6th January 2017, assessing Russian activities and intentions in recent U.S. elections. Key judgments. We assess Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Secretary Clinton, and harm her electability and potential presidency. We further assess Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. We have high confidence in these judgments. High confidence based upon what Svetlana just very carefully diagrammed. Falsehood upon falsehood upon falsehood upon falsehood. And the man Igor Danchenko, now using the same law firm that represents many parts of the Hillary Clinton campaign from 2016, is now to answer questions before the court. Svetlana Lakova is the author of The Spy Who Changed History, The Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets. She's also the author of Russiagate. 5 years ago, the major figures in the United States national security apparatus committed the U.S. to 5 years of falsehoods. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.